Season 2, Episode 1, I'm back. They finally drugged me back in, seeing a bunch of dumb, ignorant comments on electric vehicles. Now they're saving air without thinking about any of the consequences of the environment of how they produce said batteries. So it's a good one, a lot of stats, and we'll get to it all after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. I've been gone for a while here at the Jesse Rosinski Show. I've been working on some stuff, working on some other projects, dealing with the dog, because, you know, his time's come down, just really living life, because there was just so much stupid that I just couldn't keep up with it. So I kind of checked out from the world for a little bit. I think it's good for us all mentally. But last night, seeing all kinds of posts, well, people's comments about electric vehicles on the internet from a local WNEP 16 post, at least local back home in Northeast PA, finally got me to snap out of it. So there's going to be a lot coming down. I just figured a break was good for all of us, and I know a lot's happened since the last time we met. So much stupidity, so much egregious, like, just stuff going on every day, whether, you know, Russia, Ukraine, China, North Korea, inflation, the border, like, you name it. It's been never ending, I would say, is the best way to describe it, you know. But that, I mean, we started with them saying there's no inflation in July, even though it's still over 8%, the way they trade the anniversary of losing those 13 service members in Afghanistan. The first real person I think I heard mention was during a NASCAR race at Bristol, you know. And when the president gave a speech not that long ago saying they wasn't speaking as the American people are for them, what the hell are you speaking for? The Mar-a-Lago stuff, which so much redaction, so much stupidity, so much God knows, you know, what happened. But my big problem with that is, regardless, is that we know the Clintons took all kinds of stuff when they left that they weren't supposed to. No, Obama did too. How about Joe's quid pro quo that he laughs about and joked about, that he did it, that nothing happened to him? Hillary and her servers and the 30,000 emails, no consequences, no anything, even though Russia legit hacked that. Been proven. Benghazi. Yeah, I know that's old stuff, but, you know, they did all that stuff and everyone just walked away and swept it under a rug like nothing happened, yet the whole world's losing their mind over this because they just keep, you know, going, and they can do whatever they want and no one else can do anything. All the policies, crime spiking everywhere, and the stats are the stats. And they don't lie. Or the border thing. Mayor's what? Bowser and Adams, you know, D.C. and New York City, saying that, you know, there's nothing going on down there. We should be, you know, we're nice people. We should be taking all these people in and helping them. It's amazing how they have no problem with it until it knocked on their doorstep. And suddenly, you know, they said that they can handle it. We can't take all these. Well, how do you think all those states and border towns and all that feel? The amount of people coming across, like, literally, how do you think they feel? And the topper, the most recent thing that I saw was, in fact, they're talking about placing service members, soldiers, you know, all of them on food stamps, you know, on the SNAP program to help them out combat, you know, during, you know, the inflation and everything. But then they're going to use, which would be taxpayer dollars, put some air quotes around that shit, taxpayer dollars, to put them on these programs and pay for it, which would then cause the inflation thing to keep getting worse. And we are right about everything, but for the love of God, it just keeps getting worse. And again, I think everyone needs to take some time and not look at any of it, even though I still saw it. I just, you know, tried to move on. I was grumpy about it. I was shitty about it, but I moved on. But again, last night, the electric vehicle thing that I saw from up north, is the amount of ignorance that there is in all of it is unfathomable and beyond hurts my damn head. Like, it really, you have to be fucking stupid. Pardon the French, but why not anymore? Like, you have to actually be fucking stupid. Like, it doesn't take much to look for this stuff. I've gone over it before, but I figure as everyone's being dumb, I could go over it again. And then, you know, I got even different stats this time, though. And then everyone can share this out to all their idiotic friends or to everywhere, just so everyone can see it. Because, yeah, we're going to save the environment and the air. And if they actually heard, like, anything that came out of their mouth, like, if they knew any stats, I think their heads would explode. They wouldn't believe us anyway. But, It drove me up to no end. It got me back going on the show. It's been a while. I appreciate everyone being here and checking me out and sticking around. But this is just unfathomable. So I'm going to go over notes. Because again, like I said, I did this before, but I went over trains and all this. This time I'm going in a whole different direction to give more, you know, info for everybody, as apparently nothing clicks in anybody's head and they're all stupid. Sorry, stupid as a stupid does, and shit coming out of most of these people's mouth. Stupid. Real stupid. So we'll get into a lot of stuff. Electric vehicles, mining, minerals, poison in place, how much fuel people burn, like all kinds of stuff. So please bear with me. I'm going to get through as fast as I can. But really important stuff. And this is, numbers are coming from the EPA right here, by the way. On average, every American burns roughly 656 gallons a year. Yeah, well, going 11,200 miles on average. That's if you do that. And 22 miles per gallon. And we know there's some that are higher, some that are lower. So, you know, right there, we know people. I know people that don't go anywhere near 11,200 miles a year. But on average, 656 gallons gas a year. Typical passenger car emits about 4.6 metric tons of carbon dioxide per year from the EPA. Every gallon of gas burned creates about 8,887 grams of CO2, again from the EPA. And my big thing about all that is none of us are denying that, you know, it's putting stuff into the air. We're just not going out there and forcing that down anyone's throat, or we're not like any of that, saying you have to have an electric vehicle at this point. We haven't spent, you know, all this money on this stuff when the roads suck and all of that, you know, and it's the forcing it down people's throats. That is what we have a problem. None of us are denying that there's pollution in the cars, but for them to go and freak out like they do and say it's only cars, and if we get rid of them, like all this problem goes away, and people that have electric vehicles and are for it saying that everyone should get them because it's going to save, you know, the air and the atmosphere and the planet, they're actually out of their mind. Fuel needed, here we go, to power plants per the US EIA or the United States Energy Information Administration, in case you didn't know that that was a thing. That's a thing. And here we go. Coal. It takes 1.12 pounds of coal per kilowatt hour produced. Natural gas, 7.4 cubic feet per kilowatt hour. Petroleum liquids, 0.08 gallons per kilowatt hour. And petroleum coke at 0.8 pounds per kilowatt hour. Power generated per fuel by kilowatt hour. Coal, you get 0.9 kilowatt hours per pound. Natural gas is 0.14 kilowatt hours per cubic feet. Petroleum liquids is 12.86 kilowatt hours per, and petroleum coke is at 1.25 kilowatt hours per pound. Again, and then that breaks it down very easy from 2020 to 2021. Numbers from power plant emissions. So from 2020, here's the 2021 jump, and we don't have the whole numbers yet for 2022, obviously, because the year isn't over. But 20% increase in SO2 emissions, that's sulfur dioxide, 6% increase in NOx emissions, which is nitrogen oxides, 7% increase in CO2, which is, you know, carbon dioxide, obviously, emissions, 13% increase in HG emissions, which is mercury, ozone season NOx increased 5% nationwide, and that's nitrogen dioxides. And this is all while electric generation from said power plants decreased 5%. No, it's amazing that all those numbers went that far up during that. And by the way, for anyone out there that might hear this, that's one of those anti-Trumpers. Guess what? The numbers were actually kept going down under him, or down under one. 2016, 2015, 2016, like right, 2015 sucked. 2016, we got to see it. And we are still going. We are going in the right direction, even with all the stuff that we are doing, you know, wanting fracking and all these other things. Because believe it or not, natural gas is actually really good. But electric vehicles, by the way, all those things I just mentioned with, you know, the increase in all these emissions, electric vehicles mean burning more fuel at these power stations because they're going to need to produce more electricity, which means the emissions saved from the car just got to put it out at power plants, which are already strained. Like we see it all over the place. It's just in California. I know people out there argue it saying, don't use your, you know, AC between these hours, don't charge your electric car per these hours. And it's really the hours when kids are coming home from school, people are, parents are coming home from work and trying to cook dinner and all that. Don't charge your car at this point. Who cares how hot it is? Like, because their grid can't take it. And they're not doing anything to improve the grid. They just keep trying to force more electric cars on people's throat for emissions, even though that's going to cause more fuel burning Which more emissions, catch the full circle there. You know, it's not really hard to understand it. And California wants to go all electric, but by 2035, I think Gavin Newsom signed on that, which is the dumbest thing I've seen in a while, especially as the grid's so shit. And all you gotta do is look, they're having problems all the time. They have for years, rolling blackouts in places. Like, be at the trying to force electric cars on people, and then tell them when they're allowed to actually charge the thing because the grid sucks and it's not capable, and they need to fix that before they do any of this. You know, but again, try to argue at anyone that's on the left that's listening, watching, whatever the fuck you're doing. It's true. You got a lot of people out there in the military that I know, and it's all real. I get to see the alerts all the time, but please feel free to argue with me. I'd almost beg you. I really don't want a headache, but if you're going to, I'm ready. I'm all ready. And then here we go. The mining for all these minerals needed for the batteries for electric vehicles. Let's just get into the excavator. The R9800 excavator requires 20,000 liters of fuel a day, or 5,283.44105 gallons of fuel a day. And there's multiple of them running all the time. So just think of the emissions. Yeah. Keep following along. Have that circling in your head. For those counting, you know, because those numbers are huge. You know, for anyone counting it in your head, like that many gallons compared to, you know, the 656 on average we use, that uses 5,300 gallons a day. Just take the emissions from that running around the clock to get all this stuff so we can have the batteries, which then puts more strain on the grid to charge them, even though our grids suck in most states. It's true. Then we got hydrochloric and sulfuric acids that are used for extraction. And with acid, the mineral is finally powdered and boiled with sulfuric acid. That has to be fun. The acidic solution is then treated with sodium carbonate in order to precipitate iron and aluminum, and is filtered and dissolved in hydrochloric acid to acquire lithium chloride, which is then purified by extraction with alcohol. So lots and lots and lots. Fun things and all the salts and brines and stuff that you do not want in water system that gets in water system pollutes water systems, and there's a lot more reports of that, and they're actually real from all over the place. But lithium mine production is 36 metric tons a year, and the ranks for countries: Australia's at first at 14,300 metric tons, Chile is at second with 12,000 metric tons, Argentina's third at 5,700 metric tons, China's fourth 2,000 metric tons, and Zimbabwe is fifth at 1,000 metric tons. Produced by all these big machines and all this acid and everything that's, you know, throwing all kinds of stuff into the atmosphere and all the emissions and all of that, which counteract anything that they're saying by doing any of the electrical things. If anyone has a damn brain between your ears, it doesn't actually even really take that to figure this out. But I'll keep continuing. And as I digress, environmental impacts from around the world, I did mention one or two of these before, but causes water, you know, shortages from all the uses that they have to do, you know, where they do all these things. I mean, there's a lot of places where there isn't a lot of water and they have to use all this because they average 500,000 gallons of water per metric ton of lithium. So 536 metric tons times 500,000 is a really big number. That's a lot. That's ridiculous. That's even like a thing. And by the way, Chile's Salar de Atacama mining used, you know, there 65% of the region's water. 65%. You know, like there's not people and livestock and all the stuff they have to worry about there either. But let's not talk about how it's just you doing that and then polluting things. Battery disposal can cause contamination issues at landfills when the minerals degrade. Key to them always, you know, me always bringing up, heard it since I started this. Anyone that knows me knows I've been saying it since before I started doing this, that, you know, there's no way to actually really get rid of these things. And then people, you know, put them places they shouldn't, burst into flames, all kinds of bad things happen because of these things. People try to crush them at recycling centers and all that, burst into flames, cars bursting into flames. Like, it's very bad. And then when they leak, because they sit there forever, and they leak into the thing, into the water or anywhere ground, they contaminate all kinds of things because the minerals don't like water and are very bad when they get into them. But mentioned this before, in May of 2016, a third incident happened in the Leaky River after being contaminated by the Ganzazu Rongda Lithium Mine, run by China's BYD, which is one of the biggest producers of lithium batteries, you know, car batteries and all that, in the world. And in Nevada, they once found the effects of mining affecting fish 150 miles downstream, including things. And again, that river I mentioned, you know, third incident after it was shut down, they brought it back, had one right away. And they keep happening because, again, acids and salt brines and all of those things, in order to get into the water, and they cause catastrophic issues. I'm not making it up. I'm not trying to scare anyone. I'm just here to actually tell you what the hell happens. But remember, when Obama was in charge, you know, and they were going after fracking and saying it was contaminating this and contaminating that, and then his own EPA couldn't actually confirm anything that they were saying about that. Yet they're pushing this down our throats, even though it's violently proven that it's bad. And again, look at what it does to the environment, you know, ripping up the earth, you know, get closer down to the core. It's going to be hotter, which then raises the temperature of everything and all the acid and the emissions and everything. But people try to say we're saving the air and the planet by doing this because those people are actually fucking stupid. Really stupid. Stupid, stupid. Like the kind of stupid you can't come back from. But, you know, that's the problem with it. And that isn't even all of it. I think, yeah, I broke it down in a different way that no one, you know, got to hear, you know, how much energy is produced by this, how much we're burning, what this does to that, what happened, you know, the emissions just from that. But, you know, people are always going to go off about saving the planet, but they don't think about any of this stuff. Like there's actually much worse effects by doing that, just like us now fracking, but, you know, having other countries do it more. So then they have to put it on freighters and trains and all to get it here and around the country, which then burns up more of the sky with all the emissions from the boats and trains and all of that. No one actually cares about any of that. And really doing this is destroying the planet way faster than everyone driving gas cars could ever do, especially with the technology that we have now with the gas and, you know, burning things off and making it better. Like, look how many cars there are on the road. The numbers were still going down with our emissions. Like, we were doing good. And we're just burning up the rest of the planet with all these emissions. And, I mean, did the math. Just one of those excavators burns as much fuel, again, as the average passenger car travels 11,200 miles, 22 miles a gallon. But it burns a day as much as 8.054 cars burns in a whole year. And that's just one day. You're not saving shit by getting your electric car when it comes to the air. Hate to break it to you. You're naive. You're uneducated. You just listen to what stupid people tell you. Don't look up anything your goddamn self. And that's what gets us in situations like this. Blatant, pure, you know, unequivocal, plain as shit, clear as day, ignorance. And they never have an argument to back up any of their stuff. They just tell us that we're trying to kill the planet, we're Trumpers, and yada, yada, yada. Even though, like, again, to extract the stuff, let alone the acid, that one of those things burns up as much fuel in one day as eight cars. That's if they travel 11,200 miles a day in those emissions, and they run every day doing this stuff. And there's multiple of them. I mean, please, someone do the math on all that shit. I don't think anyone ever will, but you know, I'm glad to be back. Again, share this out to everyone. You know, because I couldn't engage. You know, I just couldn't. I was going to start getting myself in trouble. And I just stepped back. And again, dog's sick. You know, there's all kinds of things going on in life. Grandparents passed away. And it was just a rough couple of months. But, you know, get this out as many as you can. Because, you know, more of us speak out about this and throw actual numbers and truth out there, the better the situation will get. So please share it out. I promise I'll be back sooner again, giving SNAP and food stamps to military people because of inflation, which will cause more inflation. Yeah, all the crimes, the border, like there's so much stuff going on. I will be back. I'm going to start being right back up all the time, again, with factually based information, which is something you don't see anymore, especially on the media or any of that. Like it's mostly just in stupidity. But thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thanks for, you know, letting me have that time off for my head. I appreciate it. You know, again, the Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Good Pods, Anchor, YouTube, Rumble, Cloud Hub, subscribe to them, follow along, Twitter, Facebook, you know, get on all of them. And until next time, my friends, peace.